Sota Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav 7-6, and the Mishnah describes the fourth of the eight items listed back in Mishnah Beis that had to be said in Lashna Kodesh, in Hebrew specifically. And this is talking about the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa, one of the Targum mitzvahs, that Kohanim, every male Kohen, is to give a blessing to the Jewish people every day. It applies not just on the basis of English stands or in Eretz Yisrael, but all the time and everywhere. And therefore, it's a little peculiar why in the diaspora, at least by Ashkenazim, there isn't a custom for the Kohanim to do the what's called the duchening, or the Nesias Kapayim, Birchas Kohanim. It's all the references to the same mitzvah, same thing, except on Yom Tovim, essentially. And the reason why is a little questionable. One answer given is that only on Yom Tov are the Kohanim sufficiently besimcha, they're able to give such a bracha. Whatever the reason is, in Eretz Yisrael, we do Birkas Kohanim every day, and a Kohen is Mekayem Mitzvah D'oraisa every time he does Birkas Kohanim. In fact, if he does it twice a day, he can get two mitzvahs a day, two mitzvahs D'oraisa. Now, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was done a little differently than it's done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and a large part of our Mishnah here is to focus on the differences between how Birkas Kohanim was performed in the Beis HaMikdash as opposed to out of the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll see that in just a moment. At all events, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was done, according to the Rambam, just once a day after the Tamid Shel Shachar. According to Tosfos, it was done also after the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim and after the Musaf as well. Okay? Our custom nowadays certainly is to do it after Shachris and Musaf on Shabbos. We don't do it at Mincha time because of the concern that people have been drinking wine, and would be therefore pasul, invalid from doing Birkas Kohanim. Okay, so the Mishnah here says inside, Birkas Kohanim Ketzad. How did one go about doing Birkas Kohanim? The Ketzad here functions like a regular Ketzad, as it does to the rest of the Perek, and not like those first two Mishnayos, where it functioned as like Minayin. How do we know it? But therefore, ironically, the Mishnah doesn't discuss how we know the scriptural basis for the requirement to say Birkas Kohanim specifically in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew. So the Gemara brings two suggestions. The first is another Gezeira Shava, going back to the brachos that the Levium gave. The other is that there's no need for Gezeira Shava here because the Pasuk itself says, Ko Sevarchu, bless them thusly, as such. And since it says Ko, like this, thusly, it means as it's written in Hebrew, and simple as that. Now, the psukim themselves, the verses, let me say them now for you. It's in Bamidbar, Perek Vav, starting from Pasuk Chav Beis, and it says, V'yadaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Daber el Aharon ve'el banav Lemor. Hashem said to Moshe, he should tell Aaron and his sons, saying, Ko sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael. Thus, li, you shall bless the Jewish people. Amor lehem, and say to them, you say to them, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmarecha, God should bless you and protect you. That's the first of the three. It's three words long, has the Shem Hashem in it, as they all do, have the same Shem Hashem in it. And the first bracha is about, let's call it physical well-being. So Yivarecha is about physical blessing, and Yishmarecha, protection for bad things happening to you. The second is Ya'er Hashem panav elecha v'yichunecha. That's five words. Again, Hashem appears. And this is about one's like spiritual being. So Hashem should like enlighten you and be gracious unto you, meaning give you things you don't even deserve. Again, these are like spiritual things, the second verse. And the third verse really is not about physical or spiritual things, but rather about getting a proper judgment and getting into Olam Haba. In the end, and the pasuk is, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, Hashem should show favor towards you, Vayasem lecha shalom, and grant you peace, meaning eternal peace, in Olam Haba. Again, the Shem Hashem appears in this one for the third time. It's seven words long, and when you give your kids brachas on Friday night, you should have those three themes in mind for each of the three brachas. Then the parsha continues on. It says, Vasamu es shmi al b'nei Yisrael, ani va'ani avarachem. Place my name on the Jewish people, and that's important because Hashem's name is going to come into play shortly. Vani avarachem, and I will bless them. That's the end of the parsha there. So, the Mishnah here says, B'medina, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Omrim Osa Shalosh Brachos, They said it as three distinct blessings, like I set out for you. The three verses, each one stands alone, 3, 5, and 7 words. And after each one of those brachos, the people who were listening would say amen, as we do in shul today. Uva mikdash, bracha achas. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it was treated as like a single blessing, meaning they said all 15 words without a break. And the reason why is because one doesn't say amen in the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos discusses the possibility that one would say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed, but I'll put that aside for now. That's the first of the three differences that the Mishnah here points out between the Beis HaMikdash's version of Birkas Kohanim and outside of Beis HaMikdash. The second is B'Mikdash Omer Es Hashem K'Kasvo Uva Medina B'Kinui. In the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohanim would say the Birkas Kohanim, in each of the three verses, they would pronounce Hashem's name like it's written, meaning the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey could be pronounced as a word, and they pronounced that word that we don't say normally, but they did say in the Beis HaMikdash with Birkas Kohanim. Uva Medina B'Kinui, but in the Medina out of the Beis HaMikdash, they used what's called Kinui, like a substitute name. That's what we do always. We look at the name Yud Kei Vav Kei and we pronounce it as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So that kinui, that substitute word, what's referred to as adnus, instead of pronouncing what's called the Shem Havaya, that tetragrammaton, that ineffable four-letter name, that's Hashem's chosik, personal private name. But it is said in the Beis HaMikdash during Birkas Kohanim. Now, the basis for that is also a series of drushes. The basis for saying it especially in the Beis HaMikdash. So the starting point is that it does say, as I focused to you on when I read the Pesukim to you, the mandate to actually Vesamu Es Shemi, place my name. And what's Hashem's name? That's his personal, so to speak, name, Yudke Vavke. So that has a place at all. But there's two versions of Hashem's name, so to speak. There's the Yudke Vavke, and then there's the usual way we pronounce it, the Kinui. The basis for those two pronunciations is a separate drasha back when Hashem was speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush, the Sneh. So he said, Zeh Shmi La'olam, V'zeh Zichri L'dor Dor. He said, this is Zeh Shmi La'olam, this is my name forever. V'zeh Zichri, and this is how I'm to be remembered, or whatever, recalled, L'dor Dor in each generation. So that's sort of repetitive. To teach you, there's two ways. There's the La'olam way, and there's the Dor Dor way. The usual way is going to be the Dor Dor way, which would be Adnus, but there's another way which is mentioned sometimes, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And when is that? That's in the Beis HaMikdash, when there's a mitzvah to Vesamu Es Shmi, to put my name on, to pronounce my name on the people when you're giving the bracha. So you'd ask, wait a second, if the mandate is Vesamu Es Shmi al B'nai Yisrael when they're giving the brachas, why does it apply only in the Beis HaMikdash? Let it apply also in Shul when they're doing Birkas Kohanim. There's another drasha for that, which is the Pasuk in Shmos, that's Perk Chaf. Pasuk Chaf 2020, it says, B'chol ha'makom asher azkir es shmi, avo alecha uverachticha. Any place where I allow my name to be mentioned, I will come and bless you. And the Gemara says, of course, Hashem doesn't allow his name to be mentioned anywhere that you want. It's only in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the Pasuk should be read, B'chol makom asher azkir es shmi, in the place where I allow my name to be mentioned, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, then sham azkir es shmi, that's where my name is mentioned, and therefore, that's a place where Avo Alecha Uverechticha, I'll come and bless you. Meaning the Gemara like makes a drasha. It's like Seirus. It like turns the order around of the pasuk. So based on that limud, we do not pronounce Hashem's name explicitly outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even during Birkas Kohanim. Now during Birkas Kohanim, although they did say the name, the Shem Hashem Hamufurash, the people did not like bow down on their faces as was done on Yom Kippur. Tosi Yom Tov says the reason why is because there's a diak to be made that in Yom Kippur, it says the Shem Hashem came mipi Kohen Gadol, from the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. So Tos Yom Tov says it's only then that they would fall on their faces and prostrate, but not when a regular Kohen would pronounce Birkas Kohanim. Now, why would that be? So the Moshe Cordovero says that the reason is because the way that Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei can be pronounced depends on its vowelation, and there are actually different vowels in different contexts. In fact, there are pesukim with different vowelations, and the way that it was pronounced in the Birkas Kohanim was the same with the same vowels that the Shem Adnos normally has, like it would be and then Do and then Noi. So the same thing would be like the Yud K above K would be in those same with the same vowelation. And that pronunciation is for Birkat Kohanim and doesn't prompt everyone to bow down, but the way that Kohen Gadol did pronounce it was with different vowels, and that did prompt them to bow down. Interestingly, Rav Haigon has it differently, but he says that there was a special 42-letter name of Hashem. You can see in Mezekes Kedushin Daf Ayin more about that, and as well Ana B'Koach, and that was what the Kohen Gadol said, which made everyone bow down, but just Yud Kei Vav Kei, not. Okay, fine. The third difference was how they raised their hands. Now, Birkas Kohanim is called the Siyas Kapayim, the raising of the hands, and the reason for that is because there's a requirement to lift their hands of the Kohen as they do it, as the Pasuk says back in Vayikra, Tes Chav Beis, Vayisa Aaron es Yadav el Ha'am v'yivarchem. It says Aaron raised his hands to the people and he blessed them. That actually is talking about at the inauguration of the Mishkan on the eighth day there. But the point is, learned out that he raises hands through the Birkas Kohanim, therefore one raises hands. But how high? Says the Mishnah. B'medina Kohanim nosin es Yadehim keneged kisfehem. In out of the Beis HaMikdash, they would raise their hands to shoulder height, because that's lifting it up, that's sufficient. That's up is halfway up, I guess. Uva Mikdash al Gabi Rasheihen. But in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Shechina was on their fingertips or just above their fingertips, they raised their hands above their heads. Chutz Mekohen Gadol She'enu Magbia Es Yadav Lamala Min Hatzitz. The exception being the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol wore a special headband, a golden headband that said Kodesh Lashem. It had the Shem Hashem written on it, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and therefore out of deference to the Shem Hashem, he didn't raise his hands any higher than the tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says, Rabbi Omer, Af Kohen Gadol Magbia Yadav Lamala Min HaTzitz. Rabbi Yehuda says that he did raise his hands above his head, because anyways, they're expressing deference to the Shechina, so Shechina, Shem Hashem, it's like one and the same, therefore he raises his hands above his head as well, says Rabbi Yehuda. And then the last line of this Mishnah, so it says, Shene'emar, as it says. Now, what is this a proof text for? So some learn that it's going as a proof text for Rabbi Yehuda, because the Pasuk says, V'yisa Aaron es yadav el ha'am v'yivarchem, that Aaron picked up his hands and blessed them. The problem with that is that it doesn't suggest how high I lifted them up. Maybe he didn't lift them up any higher than the tzitz. So therefore, most learn that what's going on over here is this is a general proof text for the idea of Nesias Kohanim in general, that the hands have to go up for this whole thing, not just Rabbi Yehuda Shita. At all events, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, so the Kohen Gadol would not raise his hands above his head, above the tzitz, even in the Beis HaMikdash.